The Tipping Point: How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference, Audio Summary. Author: Malcolm Gladwell, published 2000.8.0, New York Times bestseller. Core Proposition: How do epidemics of ideas, products, and social behaviors get started? Why do some catch on instantly while others never gain traction? Gladwell's answer: epidemics spread not through gradual accumulation but through a tipping point, a moment of critical mass where growth becomes exponential, like a virus reaching escape velocity. Key Insight 1: The Law of the Few. The success of any epidemic depends on a tiny number of special people, not the general population. Gladwell identifies three types. Connectors: people who know everyone. They are the social hubs of their communities, not necessarily the most educated or richest, but the ones with the widest, most diverse networks. One connector can bridge dozens of social circles. Example: Lois Weisberg, a Chicago woman who knew politicians, artists, businessmen, and journalists simultaneously. She was the invisible infrastructure of an entire city's information flow. Mavens: information addicts who love to help others by sharing what they know. The word comes from Yiddish, meaning one who accumulates knowledge. Mavens don't sell, they inform. They are the ones who compare prices, test products, and then eagerly tell you where to buy and what to avoid. Their power is not in who they know, but in what they know. Salesmen: people with an indefinable gift of persuasion. They can convince others face-to-face through tone of voice, body language, and sheer force of personality. Gladwell argues this influence operates below conscious awareness, pure emotional contagion. The strategic insight: reaching these three types is worth more than reaching 10,000 ordinary people. Find the few, and you've found the epidemic. Key Insight 2: The Stickiness Factor. A message has to stick to be memorable and actionable. Tiny changes in presentation can produce radically different results. Classic example: Sesame Street. The creators discovered that traditional educational TV didn't work for children. Kids wandered off after a few minutes. Through relentless experimentation, they found that short segments, repetitive phrases, celebrity cameos, and seemingly irrelevant comedy actually kept children watching and learning. Then Blue's Clues went further, repeating the same episode every day for a week, rather than daily new content, dramatically increased child engagement and comprehension. Business Insight: don't ask, how do we get people to pay attention to this message? Ask, how do we change this message so it cannot be ignored? Stickiness comes from obsessive attention to detail, not grand creative concepts. Key Insight 3: The Power of Context. Human behavior is extraordinarily sensitive to small changes in environment and context, often in counterintuitive ways. Classic example 1: the collapse of violent crime in the New York City subway system in the 1990s. The conventional explanation was economic boom or tougher policing, but Gladwell points to the broken windows theory: fixing graffiti, cracking down on fare beating, and restoring small order cues in the environment produced a cascading effect that dramatically reduced serious crime. Tiny environmental changes triggered massive behavioral change. Classic example 2: the 6 degrees of separation experiment. Psychologist Stanley Milgram found that any two Americans were connected by an average of 6 acquaintances. But the more profound insight is the power of weak ties. You are more likely to find a new job through a casual acquaintance than through your closest friends, because close friends occupy the same information bubble as you do. Key Insight 4: Can epidemics be engineered? Gladwell is not arguing that epidemics are fully predictable or controllable. Rather, he is saying that behind every epidemic are recognizable patterns. Understanding the three rules means you can design diffusion strategy consciously rather than rely on luck. The book also carries a warning: small changes can produce enormous effects, but not always in the direction you intend. Epidemics can be positive, health campaigns, product success, or negative, suicide contagion, crime waves. Understanding tipping points is both a business weapon and a social responsibility. Practical implications. For business leaders, identify the few in your domain, the genuine influencers, rather than chasing empty impressions. For product designers, stickiness beats reach. One memorable micro-innovation outperforms 1,000 forgotten ad impressions. For organizational leaders, the power of context means cultural change starts with the smallest environmental details, not grand manifestos. Conclusion. The Tipping Point was published in 2000, a full generation before the social media era, yet its insights are more relevant today than ever. In an age of information overload, tipping is no longer the privilege of a few. Any ordinary person can now trigger a global epidemic with an idea, a video, a product. Understanding the rules of epidemics is understanding the most fundamental dynamics of influence in the modern world. Full text ends here. This summary is optimized for audio narration.